This is Billy Brim, and I've just muted the line. I just do so enjoy hearing you, though. And I'll listen to those voices. I really like accents. I really like how the different parts of our country are recognizable. Someone's lived there a long time, and it just blesses me because, once again, it speaks to me of the diversity that we have and of the representation that we have as we go before the throne of our Father this morning. I was a little late tuning in, and there were 19 of you already on the line when I first came in today. I had done some television yesterday with Gene from EMIC and Kenneth Copeland Ministries. They're doing a television program called Revival. And so they wanted to talk about the times, and I got on this morning, and I'd forgotten that we unplugged this phone line so it wouldn't interrupt. So I was just a little late getting in, and 19 of you were already on the line. But since I've been on the line, I have heard from 43 states plus Washington, D.C., Canada, and once again our dear friend from Belgium. And to I think I heard Israel, but it came at a time that a lot of voices were coming on, so I'm not really quite sure. And I just want to thank you once again that you're dedicated to pray. I know that we're having an awakening. We're having a move of God in the body of Christ around the world, and it is depending on the prayers. And that's what I did yesterday and talked about yesterday. And so glad I was able to tell them there are people, dedicated people. Think of it. Some of you are up so early, and you're so dedicated to call in. So, of course, we have to obey our master. We have to do what he said to do. And he said in 1 Timothy 2:1, and I want to talk about Thanksgiving. Next week when we talk together, it will be just the very day before. My house will be buzzing or about to be buzzing with family. And we've got a lot of little ones this year, so it'll be a particular blessing. But the Lord is so specific in a couple of things that he tells us to give thanks for. And one of them is for our leaders, for kings, and for all in authority. He said, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. Now, you know, someone wrote to me, and I was reading emails yesterday, and they said, well, he tells us first to give thanks for all men. Well, the way you give thanks for all men is you pray for their leaders. That's what this means. So they were questioning whether or not we should put the leaders before the all men. God has the all mankind at heart, all the people at heart, but he knows that for them to have the best and for them to have that situation where they can, minister, he wants all men to be saved. That's the point of this, where we can shed forth the gospel, that we need to have leaders that are for it. And so praise the Lord. We are told to give thanks for them. And we're also told to give thanks, and it fits right together. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 5, giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So we are to give him thanks for our leaders. We are to give him thanks that he translated us out of the dominion of darkness, that darkness has no authority over us. And so we're going to do that right now. We're going to pray for that, and we're going to stand upon that place that we're delivered. I tell you, that has become one of the dearest verses in all the Bible to me, that with all the wrath that the enemy has come forth. It says that he comes forth with great wrath in the last days, but we overcome him with the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. When I see what the wrath is stirring up, we're going to talk a little bit about this. I'm so thankful to God that I am in no way under the dominion of darkness, but that darkness is under my feet. So let us begin by praying for our political leaders. Father, in the name above every name, you told us to give thanks for them. And so that's what we're going to do. Right now, first of all, we're going to give you thanks. We are giving you thanks. Our thanksgiving is rising up, Father. You know, I mean, I think I missed a state or two. But you can see, Father, that we are representative. And that we're lifting up to you those in governmental offices. How thankful I am to you that so many years ago, when the Puritans came, when the Pilgrims came, the Founding Fathers, they looked to the Bible. For never had a people rule themselves on this earth. And they looked to the Bible to see how it could be done. Father, I'm so thankful that even in these days, when agnostics and atheists and those who would argue and wrest the scriptures and wrest the values of God, Holy Father, how thankful I am that they're there already, that they're in our Constitution, that you put them into the minds and hearts of our Founding Fathers, and that we, dear Father, we have this blessed book. I'm holding it right in my lap. We thank you for the Word of God. And we thank you for the Word of God that appears in our documents, our founding documents, and even on the buildings in Washington, D.C. I want to thank you for the dear people in Washington, D.C. I've seen them. I've signed a book for them. I know who they are. And they're every day standing right there in Washington, D.C., taking their habitational authority. How thankful I am, Father. And so we trust you for blessing and help today. Ever-present help you are. You never leave us nor forsake us. And we're so thankful. Yes, yesterday, Father, I was talking about Donald Trump's mother. I'm so thankful that because of the move in the Hebrides, because of the move of God that lasted all those years in that isolated place, Mary McLeod had in her heart the Word of God. And she gave a Bible to her son. And he, I don't care how far away he may have strayed, and sometimes, Father, we see, and we're counting on you to bring him fully back to the truths in the Word of God. We're so glad, Father, that we have a believer and not one who fights us in that place. We're thankful. We're thankful. We're thankful. I could never say thank you enough for Michael Pence and for the heart of God that's in him, how he has lived, Father, in his all much of his life. I don't know about every single day of it, but given to God and an open Christian. Father, bless them. Help them. Though they love you and though they're strong in many ways, they're still people who live in bodies made of dust. But you, it is written, you strengthen us in our inner man. Please strengthen our president in his inner man. Please strengthen our vice president in his inner man. Please strengthen those in the cabinet, dear Father, who know you. And if they don't know you, dear God, please draw them to yourself. We pray that same prayer over our judicial. They're considering such things right now, Father, that will affect us for so long. In the name above every name, I'm asking you to move upon them for godly judgment. Even those, Father, who would politically seem to go another way, cause them, Father, to change at the last moment and to come out on the side of righteousness and godliness. We lift up our senators and representatives. Father, they just need so much help. And we know that you are the very gift giver. You are the very one to help them. And we do thank you for that in Jesus' name. In all of our requests for wisdom, for strength, for guidance, in all of our requests, health that we make for our leaders, we thank you. Let there be thanksgiving, 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 thanksgiving. And I know our brothers and sisters in Canada and the one who joins us so faithfully from Belgium. I know, dear Father, that you can move. I know of other Christians in Belgium. I've walked among them, strong Christians there. And so I do pray for the strengthening of the body of Christ in Belgium today, strengthening their prayers, strengthening their knowledge, so that they would know the authority of the believer. How grateful and thankful we are that you've translated us all on this telephone, every single one, and their families for whom they stand, are translated out of of the kingdom of darkness. He has no authority over us. In the name above all names, because when he quickened him, he quickened us. When he raised him, he raised us. When he seated him, he seated us at his own right hand, far above all rule, principality, power, might, and dominion, not only in this age and world, but also in that which is to come. You have put all things under his feet. Hallelujah. His feet are in the body, and we are the body of Christ. You have made him head over all things to the ecclesia, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we, when we were dead, you quickened, raised, and seated us in him because of your great mercy and because of your love which you have toward us. So we're so thankful, dear Father, that you indeed did say unto us, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in this life. And we reign, we hereby reign this day in Jesus' name over ourselves. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you have no right. Spirit, soul, and body, we're under the blood. The good works that God has called and ordained that we should walk in are under the blood. Our families, our progeny, our loves are under the blood because we place them there this very day. Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you get your hands off of any of us and our progeny, spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' precious and holy name. We've had another shooting rampage, and so you can kind of see that this is, we might say, a plague, but it's demonic. And I have known from a long time ago that demons travel in packs, and the Lord showed me this about suicide devils. You'll see, you'll be in an area, and there'll be like several suicides, almost like copycat things. And, of course, it's working right now. The demons are working right now in these shooting rampages or whatever else they choose to take a truck and drive it into a crowd or whatever vehicle that they're going to use to transport death. And there's been another shooting rampage that has left 4 dead and 10 wounded in California. And the mother of the gunman who killed at least 4 people and wounded 14 others, including 2 children in Northern California on Tuesday, shared some information about her son's state of mind. He was angry with his neighbors, and he shot them. But then he went on this spree. Now, anger. I'm going to read you some scriptures from Proverbs. Proverbs 14:17. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. Proverbs 22:24. And I had the Lord use this one time to me specifically. He gave me this scripture and told me to stay away from a church business meeting. I came in from Russia, and I found out that people were raising up their voices, supposedly had heard something in prayer, and they were down in Collinsville. This has been years ago, back in the early 80s, probably 1981. And they were raising a stink, you might say, against Pastor Lee. And so I was going to go to that. My husband told me that they're having this meeting, this business meeting, and I was going to go down there, and I was going to use my influence. And the Lord said, don't go. And he quoted me this verse, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. They were angry. They were furious. And as it turned out, they're gone, and Pastor Lee is still here. Proverbs 29:22, an angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. Now, the thing about it was those people in Collinsville, Oklahoma, I would say that the leaders, at least of one faction of them, were good people. But the enemy had supposedly given them in prayer that Pastor Lee was to leave. And there was another person that made a very vile accusation, and I'm not talking about them, but I'm talking about the ones that heard the wrong voices. Whenever there is anger, the enemy then is able to get in there and to use that person. Now, what he's done right now with these shooting rampages, we know what it says in Ephesians chapter 2. It says, and I'm going to read it to you. This is from the King James. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Let me read it to you in the Amplified. And you he made alive when you were dead, slain by your trespasses and sins, in which at one time you walked habitually. You were following the course and fashion of this world, under the sway of the tendency of this present age, following the prince of the power of the air. You were obedient to and under the control of the demon spirit that still constantly works in the sons of disobedience, the careless, the rebellious, the unbelieving, who go against the purposes of God. So here we have it very plain to us that the prince of the power of the air, there in that second heavens, is working in this present age. So he's working, and he worked down through that angry man. And he is the one who caused these things to come to pass. So what can you do about it? You can take your habitational authority, as you know how to do. If you're on this line, you know how to sit in that heavenly seat and take authority over the demons who are operating in your area. And you must do it every day. I have to do it here in the Branson, Missouri area, and you have to do it where you live. And thank God for those ladies that I know who are doing it in Washington, D.C., taking authority, not letting these things happen, not letting the devil move. Now, you know that the Lord, we prayed about our President Trump's visit to the Far East, and it looks like it's bearing some fruit. Chinese president sent a special envoy to North Korea, and on November 17, they will be there, and it is believed that this is the result of our president's visit. So we cover that with prayer. In the name above all names, Father, if you want to work down through China, we just thank you for it. We praise you. We know that we look to no man. We know that we look to no nation. But if this is you, we ask you, Father, in the name above all names, to move. We'd ask you for sure to move in that North Korea, whether it's an implosion, an explosion, whatever it is, Lord, we trust you to move in that. Regarding the Israel and the Jews today, Terry Pearson's, who is the granddaughter, who is the daughter of Kenneth Copeland and the wife of George Pearson's, Julie Cerrone, whose husband Ethan is our U.S.-based MGDAL project manager, and my daughter Shelley Brim left yesterday for Israel. They're going to take a fast trip, 1 week trip. Shelley said, "Oh, Mom, don't you wish you were going with us?" And I said, "No, 1 week trips to Israel are not my thing. I like a little longer in the land, especially some time to turn around. They're going to hit the ground running. So right now, let's lift them up and for strength, supernatural. Father, in the name above all names, they go with God. I know them. I know that when they got on that plane, they put the blood on it. I know that when they get up in the morning, they're praising you. And they're thanking you, and they're using their authority. But we, dear Father, we come out right now and trust you to make this trip supernatural. It's just 1 week. They're coming home to Thanksgiving doings, and they need their strength. And I'm asking you for it. I'm asking you, it says that you strengthen us in our inner man. I'm asking you to strengthen us in our inner man. And I know that angels even ministered to our Lord Jesus Christ. They ministered strength to him when he had been so long on that fast. So I'm asking you for strength. I'm asking you that their bodies don't give them trouble. And that they say, "Whoa, man, this is supernatural." And Father, I know what it means to go someplace and be floating along on the prayers of others. So dear Father, may our prayers undergird them. And your hand, your arms, you undergird them, but our prayers have requested it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. I myself am going among the Jews. Shelley had to make up her mind because we went on this trip some years ago when it was honoring Ron Nachman, mayor of Ariel. And now it's going to be honoring, I think it's the, I can't remember, exactly what birthday it is of Ariel, but it's one of those special ones. And Ariel is the largest, what the world calls, settlement on the West Bank. It's thousands of people. It's beautiful. If you've ever been to Israel with me, you know that we stay there in the hotel. Some people stay away from the West Bank on my trips. And by the way, we're going to have one starting in May, and I may have another one next year around Thanksgiving time. So you want to be thinking about that. We'll be started on our Migdal project, and we'll be able to take you by and see some of the things happening there. But I'm going down to, I think it's Aventura, Florida. I'm flying today. And tomorrow night, I'm going to be the token Christian at a, I have 10 minutes to speak, and God will have to help me, and you pray for me. They have a lot of speakers at these things. And it's honoring Ariel and the establishment of Ariel. It's a Jewish community, and I love going among these people and just appreciating them for who they are in God's eyes. So I'm asking you to pray for me. I won't take time to do it on this phone call, but just pray for me and for Hannah as she goes along with me today as we go into this this wonderful place in Florida. And then speaking of Israel, it seems that Iran somehow has come front and center to Benjamin Netanyahu and their government. And there was an article today in the Jerusalem Post. Israel's defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman, toured the northern border on Wednesday and completed the visit with a warning to Iran, saying, now, on this northern border, we go there. And when we go there, we can hear gunshots from the Syrian war, bombs and other things from the Syrian war. We hear it. It's not something that's unusual. Now, they went up, on that border earlier today, because they're ahead of us, you know. They toured the northern border on Wednesday and completed the visit with a warning to Iran. Now, remember, Syria is above that northern border, and there's a so-called civil war there, factions fighting each other, and Russia is in on it. So they gave a warning to Iran after they had toured the northern border, quote, "The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, is prepared for any eventuality. We maintain complete operational freedom. We will not allow Iran to make a foothold in Syria and turn the entire country into a forward outpost. If anyone doesn't understand that, they better." Now that was Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman. The day before, Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister, had been speaking by video to the American Jewish leaders who were gathered. Listen to what he said. Prime Minister Netanyahu promised on Tuesday that Iran would not gain a foothold in Syria by which to attack Israel. Now that lets me know that if this is the official statement of Israel coming out right now, that they are concerned about what's happening inside Syria, would be Syria's southern border, would be Israel's northern border, and they are saying, we're not going to let it happen. So that would mean a military thing. So he said on Tuesday, he promised, that Iran would not gain a foothold in Syria by which to attack Israel. The premier spoke via video to American Jewish leaders just hours after Russia clarified that it had no intention of pushing Tehran's, that's Iran's, military forces out of the country. So Russia has just made the statement that it's not going to stop Iran from coming into Syria. Quote, this is Benjamin Netanyahu, "Iran is scheming to entrench itself militarily in Syria. They want to create a permanent air, land, and sea military presence with a declared intent of using Syria as a base from which to destroy Israel. We are not going to agree to that. I have said very clearly that Israel will work to stop this," Netanyahu told the Jewish Federation of North America's General Assembly, which is meeting in Los Angeles. He said, We must all work together to stop Iran's aggression and its pursuit of nuclear weapons. If we stand together, we will achieve it. But if we have to, we'll stand alone. Iran will not get nuclear weapons. It will not turn Syria into a military base against Iran, the premier asserted. So, I believe with them speaking with one voice, and this is also accompanied by a visit to the northern border, something has stirred them up. They have the best, very best intelligence in the whole world. So let us lift up Israel. Holy Father, we come again lifting up this nation that is the apple of your eye. You have said so. And we know it is so. Lord God, I don't see any place in the Word of God that Israel faces a nuclear disaster. So that must mean you stop this. I believe we're praying according to the Word of God and the will of God and the fact of the matter that Iran will not ever be able to attack Israel with nuclear weapons. In the name above all names, I see no devastation of Israel in the Word of God from nuclear weapons, which would just cause such terrible, terrible devastation. And Father, in the name above every name, we know how you love the Iranian people. You love all people. And so, Father, in the name above every name, we particularly this day aim our prayers at stopping nuclear devastation. We ask you, Father, we ask you to intervene in the name above all names. Oh, let's pray just a little bit in the Spirit and let him use it any way he wants to. Kovrati sudan de deborate. Sword, the sword of the Spirit, Lord. Only the sword of the Spirit be wielded. Only the sword of the Spirit, Father. Shepherds, the shepherds. Oh, we lift up the shepherds. The shepherds of the nations. The shepherds, oh, Father. Eastern, eastern, it's in the east. Oh, we know it's in the east, Lord. We know that. Eastern, eastern, Lord, it's in the eastern. Oh, how we do lift it up. We lift it up. We lift it up. Shepherds, the leaders, Lord, we lift them up. Givrandosh kriatabra kalakonya nikala dushanoria bafrate pefronika 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 elibrato 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 separate, it's separate, Lord. I know it's separate. I know it's separate. It's separate, Lord. It's separate. Shepherds, the shepherds, we lift up the shepherds, Lord. Your mind is on the shepherds. We lift them up. We lift them up today. Icalavratoria, the shepherds, we lift them up, we lift them up, we lift them up. Ivratoria, bacalacalitino, no nombre, separate, it is separate, and we know that it is separate, Lord, and we praise you that it is separate. Your spirit says so, and we know it's so. Ilalatoria, dinicavratala gohojande. Apretanya, apprehend, Lord, apprehend, 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 the coprata, apprehend, apprehend, may your hand, your strong arm, apprehend, 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 arrest them in their measures, arrest them in their measures, arrest them in their measures, we pray. Vrasito dobre calacacaria nel nombre istiato, istiato. My dear friends, the Spirit of the Lord is still upon us. And as we close this call, and I thank you so much for your prayers for me today, for our dear ones who are in Israel. I thank you, dear Father, and I thank you, dear friends. for the spirit of prayer. God bless you. Shalom, shalom. Shalom aleichem. Peace upon you. That's what our Lord said.